You see, the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ, as he said when he was on earth, was like this: the words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. They were his life and his spirit, so they can become your spirit and your life. He talked out his life and his spirit. He never advanced a theory once. Hallelujah. He gave facts of practical living as a man on the earth. God come down into our little dimensions, if you like. What is it that Wesley says? Contracted to a span. Incomprehensibly made man. And then he talked out the wonders and glories of God through his manhood. Hallelujah. He spoke his life and his spirit. He said, we speak that we do know. We're not giving any guesses. We're not advancing any theories. And because it was his spirit and his life, people that heard it, it could become spirit and life in them. Amen. He talked out the spirit of his flesh. He talked out the spirit of his flesh and blood. He said, the flesh profiteth nothing. It's the spirit. That's right. And I'm talking my flesh out to you. What a wonderful gospel. What a wonderful revelation. And I've got to talk my flesh to you or stop it. I've got to talk the state I'm in or else it'll have no power in your life. To point you to an all-powerful God is a glorious precept of the gospel. But unless in the end a man can say, this is all-powerful in me, he'll become a hypocrite. Amen. Eternal life are the life principles by which the man of Galilee lived on this earth. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. And that's why faith can come to you. You see that? It isn't a faith sermon you need preaching to you. It's a man's life. Amen. That's what he meant when he said, we've got to lay down our lives for the sheep. He didn't mean we'd all got to go and get executed or crucified on a cross upside down. He didn't mean that at all. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We may all get executed. What a privilege. That's not the point. But to lay down your life, to speak out your life, to tell people how to live because you're living that way, to tell people how to get their sins gone because that's how you got yours gone. Hallelujah. Amen. This is the word of faith that we preach. And then faith will come to you as you hear it. Hallelujah. And God will do tremendous things in your life. That's what Jesus did down here on this earth. He never said one thing but what he was living. Oh, I crave for that position. It's so easy, especially if you've got an imagination that catches fire quickly. As I often say, I'm pretty cheap. I soon burn up. The whole tremendousness about it, beloved, is that you stay in the realms of truth and minister out that glorious life that you have. Amen. And then you can get it. Blessed be the name of the Lord. What happens to me, you say, if I lay down my life? It's all so exhausting, and it's all so this, and it's all so... Well, I went to bed about 2:45 this morning, and I was awake at 6. And I feel better now than when I started the conference. Yes, I do. Amen. And so you see, we're not here to preach Christ as our healer, or even Christ as our healing, for Christ only applies himself when he heals us, but we preach him as Christ our health and strength and life, Christ our all. And you know that holiness is wholeness or healthiness. Spiritual wholeness, healthiness. A really healthy life in the Spirit is a life that's absolutely holy unto God, in utter dependence upon him. As I sort of heard Norman, I fleetingly heard Norman say, as I was leaving the building earlier with our dear sister, in utter dependence on the Lord Jesus Christ. Are you there? You must understand that Jesus Christ must be all, simply, literally, all to you. The measurement of our degree of salvation is the little amounts of Jesus that we've appropriated. The little bits we've taken from the whole. That's it. But once you see, and you must see this, that the Holy Ghost has come to exalt Jesus and glorify Jesus and make him everything, literally everything. Amen. You do believe this, do you? Will you take that into your heart? Amen. I was talking to someone this morning. I said, you see, that person won't mind me repeating it. I'm not anywhere looking where she is, except that I'll look at you all, and then they'll think you'll think it's for everybody. I said to her, you see, my dear, you must not believe that you live and your body is kept healthy by your food. You've got to eat Jesus. That's right. And then he'll teach you how to feed your body to keep it about right for him. He's got to teach you how to eat. He's got to teach you how to drink. He's got to teach you how to sleep. How long to sleep. He's got to teach you everything. He's got to teach you how to... Did I say this on Saturday night? Don't want to weary you. He teaches you how to do everything. You see, we get this idea of the Spirit teaching us, great heavenly things, you need not that any man teach you, and some people go overboard on that. They think they don't need anybody to ever talk any more to them. This is the fanaticism that can come. Praise God, there's nothing to do with that at all. The whole thing is that the Holy Ghost has come to teach you everything. And you don't know anything till the Holy Ghost has taught you. Not a scrap. The insult we pile upon the Holy Ghost is to make him think that we know a lot of things. Now you can come and teach me the things I don't know. But that's utterly wrong. You don't know a thing. And you've got to believe you don't know a thing. Glory to God. And he'll teach you. He'll teach you how to sit properly. He'll teach you how to walk properly. He'll teach you how to talk properly. Say, well, don't I know how to talk? No, you don't. He'll teach you how to court properly. If ever you do court. He'll teach you how to love properly. He'll teach you how to marry properly. He'll teach you how to live together in marriage properly. He'll teach you how to pick up paper off the floor and how to shut a door properly. You say, but I know that. I was trained at... Oh, well, I won't say where it was. Some of you have heard me say, I remember the time when the Lord taught me how to pick up my daughter's handkerchief off the floor. And I was supposed to be training my Judith, and I was going to say, Judith, pick your handkerchief up, dear. And the Holy Spirit said to me, you pick it up. I said, all right, Lord. He taught me how to pick up handkerchiefs off the floor. He didn't teach me how to preach. There's no art in preaching. He didn't teach me how to prophesy. There's no art in prophecy. All you have to do is be yourself. In the Spirit. See, we're all reaching out for these things, utterly deceived. He's come to teach you. Aren't you glad? You don't know anything. Isn't that a relief? Now come out of it, you swank pots. You don't know a thing. I say, oh, I've got to do this. I've got to do that. You don't know a thing. Now confess it to Jesus. Go on. Confess it. As a matter of fact, you don't even know what sin is. Say, well, I do. No, you don't. Listen. Nobody knows what sin is until Jesus Christ is made sin to them. He was made sin for us. Amen. You immediately think, oh, you mean a sin offering. You see, that's the way the mind goes. But you've never met sin till you've met Jesus. How about that? You say, but I met sin in the devil's camp, and I met sin in the dark caverns of the underworld, and I met sin. That's right, you think you did. But when you go to Jesus, you'll see what sin is. That's why he could be made righteousness to you. He can be made holiness to you. He's made everything to you. He's made wisdom to you. He's made everything to you. Don't you believe that? And that's the work of the Holy Ghost. He's come forth to do this work in your life. Amen. Isn't that marvelous? I don't have to know anything. I only have to yield to the Spirit. Oh, I bless God, there came a day in my life, bless him, it was a long time ago now, when he started to teach me how to yield to Jesus and let him be everything. Let him be everything. Will you? Tell him. Mind you, you're going to be so radically changed. Now, be careful what you're saying. You'll have to practically admit to everybody that knows you that you've been wrong. Unless you've been living this life for about the last 12 months, 24 months or so on. It practically means that. Wonderful, isn't it? And they'll see you doing things differently. And they'll feel the touch of God on everything. See? That's what you're craving for. Well, it's a new experience of the Holy Ghost you need. Isn't it marvelous? You don't have to do anything. Not a thing. Isn't that glorious? Well, praise God. I haven't even got to try to be Jesus. I haven't got to try to be the Holy Ghost. I haven't got to try to be myself. Oh, it's so glorious. It's so wonderful. You've no idea of the relief. You've no idea of the rest. Or perhaps you have. Oh, glory. No responsibility, you see. So I punched it. Oh, he said so-and-so, so-and-so. He said, oh, there you are, you see. No responsibilities anymore. You see? Bless the name of the Lord. All you have a responsibility to do is to love. Glory. That's easy, isn't it? Isn't it? Can't you love? Yeah, well, I can. Now, I found loving very wonderful. Mind you, I'm only learning, really. But the more I learn, the more, well, it's all so glorious and simple and spontaneous I wish I could go back now 30 years and be then what I am now. You know what I mean? Or be now what I wasn't then. No, well, how would you see that? But this is the tremendous thing about it. beloved, to come into this life of God. Life of God. Come and lift your head up. Don't get all dark, gloomy, glaring at me under your eyebrows. I can see you. Hold your head up. If the light in you is darkness like that, you need to come to Jesus. It's wonderful to be rid of all that. Yes, you think, I don't know whether you think I'm being amazingly simple, but that's all it is. That's what I've discovered. See? You say, Lord, lift up the light of thy countenance upon us. What would you think if God went glaring at you like this? Now, come on, lift up the light of your countenance upon me. Come on. I can see those who haven't got it. Some of you would like to, you know, you're really trying. You'd like to have it, wouldn't you? Well, now, listen, beloved. Have it, will you? Have it. It's a gift. Yes. It's a gift. It's not a natural gift. It's a spiritual gift.